Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, we talk a lot on the show about a lot of different nonprofits and important elements of, you know, Connecticut just... Our nonprofit community is so great, and we talk a fair amount about autism. You know, Matt deals with directly. We had that incredible bingo function. Was that like a month ago now? Jeez, time goes by fast. And all that money goes to ASRC, right, Matt? And they have a big walk and resource fair coming up. I think it's in about 10 days on Sunday the 19th. Jennifer Curtella with ASRC joining us now on Brian and Company to talk a little bit about it. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Now, again, just remind people, ASRC stands for?
Autism Services and Resources Connecticut.
Okay. And the 19th is a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2. What's happening and where?
Yeah, so we are having the annual Walk for Autism and Resource Fair. Like you said, it is on Sunday, May 19th. We're stepping off for the walk at 10 a.m., but registration starts at 8 a.m. And it's happening at Quinnipiac University's North Haven campus. So that's exit 12 off of 91.
Okay. And the thing I was curious about, we're talking with Jennifer Curtella from ASRC, the resource fair, what are the details on that in terms of like what's available for people beyond the walk?
Yeah, so we have, right now we have roughly 70 vendors signed up to participate. You can come and speak with everything from a local fitness club that actually caters to the autism community, on up to local autism centers, as well as Autism of the Seas, and you could plan yourself a family fun, sensory-friendly vacation on a cruise ship.
Wow. You know, obviously we do a much better job at supporting this community, but I'm curious, where, in your opinion, where are the blind spots still right now, whether it's in education or diagnostic or services?
Honestly, it's services and funding. There's still a large gap in services, although there's been a lot of great strides over the years in available services and resources to families, but there's still a large gap. There's a lot of pockets within the state of Connecticut that there are no services available. Which causes families to sometimes have to crisscross the state, drive maybe 45 minutes to an hour to even get the type of service that they might need. And for some families, they might not even be able to find the service here in Connecticut, and they're calling us desperate because they can't find the service. And some people have actually had to leave the state to find what they need.
We're talking with Jennifer Curtella from ASRC. I'm curious, in terms of diagnostics, are there more and more children? Are the numbers of autistic diagnoses still on the rise?
Yeah, so back in 2018, actually, it might have even been 2017, the CDC had put out their most recent numbers at that time was one in every 45 children were being diagnosed with autism. As of 2020, that number is now one in every 36. Mm. So it has increased, but I also believe some of that increase does have to do with the fact that families actually are able to get more access to healthcare and more access to a diagnosis. So there's a lot of kiddos that have been living with autism. Families have recognized it's probably autism, but they didn't necessarily have a diagnosis. And so I think that number has increased over time, but I think some of it is because kids are finally able to get access to getting the diagnosis.
Right. All right. So again, it is Sunday, May 19th, 10 a.m. to 2. And again, there'll be resources and a walk. Is there a web space they can go to for either register or more information?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So people can visit CTWalkForAutism.com. There they can register for free. So it is a free registration. We encourage fundraising because this is our biggest fundraiser of the year that supports our services. So we have the resource fair. We have a 1 mile beautiful walk. We have tons of activities going on, including pictures with Princess Elsa, food trucks. It's going to be a true family fun event.
So it's ctwalkforautism.com to register. I'm sure you can make a donation too. Jennifer, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Curtella from ASRC. Again, that is Sunday, May 19th on the North Haven campus of Quinnipiac from 10 a.m. to 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.